Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me any questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in scary movie. I hope you'll notice some of our music bumpers for today's show are taken from movies. Movies I liked that may have had a little scare to them or a little bit of thrill, but not the the violence of the movies that I have written about, and that is the topic of today's show. This segment of the Bruce Allen Show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor in the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. And certainly you can ask them for their quarterly newsletter. It's free. Just write them at npier.com, info@npier.com. It's time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Bring in the good, the bad, and the ugly, Bruce.
Indeed. I love that music. Well, congratulations on the wonderful news about your daughter getting accepted into a PhD program at our home, my home station right here in Santa Barbara.
We are very pleased.
So you should be. It's a good job of parenting to get your kid even through college, let alone on to the next level.
Well, you know, it's not the topic today, but I'll just say that don't take much credit. It was about staying out of the way, I think, for the most part, and giving her the opportunities to pursue what she was showing an interest in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're blessed and happy.
Well, I'm happy for you and proud. And by the way, I don't take it lightly what you just said about staying out of the way. Too many parents, I think, of the boomer generation are way too much in the way. And knowing when to give them room to figure things out themselves is a very major part of parenting. So that is not an inconsequential choice that you made. It was a positive one, which more parents could learn from.
Well, and I had the support of a lot of men along the way, and that makes a big difference in being the best father you can be, I can assure you.
Really? You like working with other men and hanging out with other men?
Not always,
but
it has its moments.
Well, what do you think about today's topic? Did your kids have a fondness, as both my boys do, for these horror movies and particularly some of these franchises that are especially graphic?
Yeah, my kid was into some of that. I think the Saw movies. And, you know, what we were talking about earlier, I remember when I was a kid and The Exorcist came out, and it was terrifying. And there were some of us who loved it, loved the thrill, and there were some who couldn't take it, that it was too much for them. And I think that as parents, we have to be looking out for our kids. And if it's not healthy for our kid to be seeing that because it creeps them out and gives them nightmares, and it's not good for them. But I think for the most part, most kids are okay with the scary movies, and it doesn't really affect them that much.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't read any studies on it, but I can't help but feeling that the more you see the dehumanization of people to one another, the more it desensitizes you to real suffering. And that's my fear, that the graphic nature and the amount of it, it's not like it's just once in a while. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
Could just really, as I said, desensitize our kids. I have a story, a parenting story in this regard that taught me a lesson, which is when my older son was in kindergarten or first grade, he and I discovered together, I mean, I already knew them, the James Bond movies. And I thought to myself, the old James Bond movies from Russia with Love, Dr. No, Goldfinger, Thunderball, the original ones with Sean Connery, other than a little bit of very, you know, a soft sexuality, the violence was minimal, and the music was great, and it was just, I loved those movies, and so I thought, well, what could be wrong sharing them with my 6-7-year-old boy? So he loved them, and we would watch them together and have so much fun. And one day I got a call from his teacher at schools asking me to come in, and she went on to explain that my son was going around killing every kid in school. Pretend, of course, but it was disruptive, and she wondered what was going on that would have caused that. And I, of course, immediately owned to the fact that, well, we watched James Bond movies, to which I got a very stern, disapproving look, and that was the end of the James Bond movies for a while.
But listen, kids back in the 50s were shooting them up with their Hopalong Cassidy and all the different kinds of, you know, little cap guns they had. Kids have always been shooting up people. I mean, the Westerns gave them that opportunity, too, and glorified that sort of violence.
Mm-hmm.
And there have always been people who take offense to it.
That may be. That's actually a point I hadn't thought of. It could be a politically correct overreaction. But there is a difference. The movies you refer to and the movies that I grew up with, that I talked about in the first segment, there was a clear case of good and evil. So in those Westerns, the good guys killed the bad guys, with the exception of some of the politically maybe insensitive portrayal of Indians. Most Westerns were about bad guys and the good guys that took them out. These horror movies seem to be just about bad guys.
Right. Well, you know, I think we're learning nowadays, and I don't want to get too into the politics, but it's good and bad, it's not so clear. And I don't know if it's ever been so clear. However, we know right from wrong, and those are the values that we're responsible for teaching our kids at home. And I think that, you know, to your point about desensitizing the kids to human suffering, I think for a lot of them, it's entertainment. And although the violence and the sex is heavier than it used to be, I remember the uproar a long time ago when things started to change and there was what we would consider really minor stuff going on in movies, but there was still an uproar. And I think that in the end, we're responsible for teaching our kids right from wrong, and I think that those lessons will be much more impactful on our kids than I think the experience is in the movie theater.
If the parents are proactive, and I would assert that because of, and I use a pretty aggressive word, because of the assault on our kids in media,
yes,
because of the lack of really good role models in media, whether it's a Charlie Sheen or a sports star getting caught for steroids or drugs or sex scandals or any of the politicians and their scandals, the models of real-life heroes and the models of the anti-heroes in movies are not models that most of us as caring parents want for our kids. So that means the responsibility to teach them the right versus wrong really falls 100% on mom and dad, where at least there was a shared role of society teaching them and mom and dad teaching them. Plus, the secularization of society and the lack of religion also distracted from a moral core that was taught to our kids. So
I wouldn't argue on your soapbox. but I would also say that, parents have abdicated responsibility for teaching their kids for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, it's become more serious because of the messages that they're receiving. So I would agree with you that that of course it's the parents' responsibility. And like we've said many times before, it's a shame how easy it is for people to become parents without any license, without any training. And unfortunately, because parents aren't taking care of their responsibilities, kids these days are definitely going down some really serious roads, and they are being influenced by the media. And
these poor role models.
Yes, indeed.
The other thing that I think has changed and that makes it, again, even harder is when we grew up, most moms stayed home. So now you have most families where both moms and dads are working. And so the job of parenting is diluted even further from what it was when we grew up in easier times. So the whole role of parenting, I honestly believe, is more complicated for a lot of reasons.
Well, it is difficult, it sort of feeds into the kind of work we do here with the men in terms of the support they need, that fathers don't have to father by themselves. In fact, they can be much more effective with the support of other men around this issue and every other issue that comes up in terms of raising a son and a daughter.
Well, to that end, where can our listeners reach you, Wayne, to find out more about what you can offer in the form of men's work?
Bettermen.org. You can get a copy of my book, Hold On to Your Nuts, Non-Negotiable, Unalterable Terms, a relationship manual for men, and find out about the individual and group coaching that we do, both in the office and over the phone for men who live outside the area.
Terrific. Thank you, Wayne. I'll look forward to joining you next week.
Thank you, Bruce.
I want to thank North Pier for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It's time for a break. We will be back with Teen Rap and Pastor Drew Sams.